Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening to Blog Talk Radio. I know you're here, and I think YouTube is here. I don't know. They're telling me the video is unavailable. We'll go look. They tell us that a lot, and they don't mean it. So let's go look. But if you are here, welcome. Yep, there I see YouTube. Welcome, YouTube. And welcome to our Zoomers and Facebookers. We're so happy to have you with us. Happy Friday evening to you all. It's that time of week that you can just go, whoo, and relax a little bit. Hopefully. Hi, Richard. Good to have you with us, too. So tonight, what Pastor has planned, he really wants to continue us getting to know Israel better, because with so many things going on over there right now, there's a lot of confusion about a lot of it that seems to be coming out. So he wants to make sure we all understand really well. And because they are biblically the apple of God's eye, it is of great behoovement, whatever that word means. It is of it benefits us greatly to be familiar with God's chosen people. I'm right here. Excuse me. And the old cat was going, "Where are you? Where are you?" Once he knows where we're at, most of the time he's fine. But he will yell until he finds us, that's for sure. So anyways, as I was saying, because they are the apple of God's eye, it's important for us to know everything we can about them. And it really, really is so fascinating. And we ourselves learn, hold on for just a second. I'm on the wrong screen and have people trying to get in the door. Whoops. I apologize, guys. I did. Brother Roger and Brother Dan, welcome, welcome. So as I was saying, Pastor, you know, realizes the importance of us knowing as much as we can about these people. And there are also so many lessons that we can learn from the things that they did, didn't do, because, you know, they've been far from perfect in their actions and the things that they have done. And we can learn a lot from their mistakes so we don't repeat them, I guess is how to say it. But yeah, it is so, so interesting to learn about them. So anyways, it is the teachings that we're going to do tonight is a series. I got to join my phone too. My phone has to join too, because it becomes the co-host of the program of the evening. Turn that off. Oh, that's me coming in. So, the messages that we're going to be studying tonight, it's actually a series. We won't get all of them done tonight. I think there's like 24 of them. But they are by Lester Sumrall, who, this is an interesting story in itself. I know, you know, Pastor just loves Lester Sumrall, and he's an amazing, amazing teacher from many years ago, but he was so far ahead of his time in understanding, well, we'll say Holy Spirit. He was open to Holy Spirit working through him, and he had so much understanding that many hadn't achieved at that point in time yet and still haven't. So anyways, this is an interesting message. When he realized that God was prompting him to disciple Israel as much as he could. He kept saying to God, I feel like I cannot communicate with these people. He said, besides the language barrier, it's like they're on, you know, we're on different realms here, and I just don't feel like I'm able to communicate with them everything you want me to. Well, then he decided it would be a good thing in order to follow God's will for he and his family to move to Israel. So they literally did. His family packed up. His kids went to school. I think they actually graduated from high school in Israel, if I'm not mistaken. So, boy, talk about a man that is determined to follow God's heart and his will for his life. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. So anyways, so that's what we have planned for tonight. So we're glad you're here. And let me get us started with our pledges and our opening prayers. And then we'll get going with our messages and get as many in as we can tonight. And I do want to pray our victory prayer again, too, because that's very, very important right now. Here we go. Our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And our community of faith opening prayer, declaring who we are in Christ. Here we go. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And we pray these two verses over Jerusalem, all of those lost to God in Jerusalem and in the United States of America, every lost person in our lives, and we also pray this over the terrorists. Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God. For they shall return to him with their whole hearts. And Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. And then let's pray this prayer together as well. Before we get started here with the videos, here we go. Father, we know how the story ends. You conquer evil once and for all. Banish the serpent, and restore the earth. And we know how the story of this season will end. You will shake down evil and bring the greatest revival planet Earth has ever seen. You will not be outsmarted, outmaneuvered, or overcome. The worthy lamb bring lions. The gentle shepherd is the white horse rider. He holds the keys, and he is the supreme judge. We are following him. We represent him and his victory at Calvary. We are his reaping force, his liberators, and we move in his authority. We bind every strategy of hell to stop this great harvest, confuse the church, and steal our faith-filled hope. We are and will continue to release living water to the stump called America, and this stump will grow into a tree once again. Then we will release this living water as a river to the nations of the earth, and entire nations will be saved and transformed. Nothing can stop this. It has already been decided. We speak revival into the Middle East. We send these words into the airwaves, the atmosphere of the earth, today and declare that they will accomplish everything you, God, our Father, intended for them. Not one will return void. Because we do so in the name of Jesus, we command a shaking into the strongholds of darkness in the Middle East and around the world, and we release the love and salvation of God to people there. We silence the voices of confusion and bind every effort of darkness. All of this we ask in Yeshua's name, amen. And our decree that we, the Ecclesia, are steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and this will not change. Amen. And amen, it is us, the church, that are holding back the powers of the Antichrist. So hallelujah. Hallelujah. There, I was lost for a second. I couldn't find my stop or my mouse. Oh, Roger, YouTube is already up, so if you wanted to, oh, he might have already left, I see. He was asking over here, he was welcoming everyone and said, when do you want me to go to YouTube? But he must, yep, there you are. Hi, Roger. So good to have you with us, holding down the YouTube for you and Richard. All right. So here we go. Let me get the programs pulled up here. And this is going to be a great study. Now, I have to tell you the audio, at least through the computer, the audio on this first video is not great. It's only about 20 or 25 minutes long, but the audio is not great on it. You can still hear, but you have to kind of work at it a little bit. But then the rest of them are good. And maybe it will actually play better through here than it normally does through the computer. That's why we started doing it this way anyway, because our audio and video was so much better. Oops, here, let me stop my video and get me off of the screen here. And then here we go. Oh, hold on for just a second, guys. I hadn't opened it up into the... There we go. That's better. They're in our Bible too. Thank you.
Thank you. Robin. We're over here. Right here. Here. Thank you.
Well, that switched to a whole different series, didn't it? It was supposed to continue playing on the next one. So isn't this awesome? Anyways, let me go back and find where we're at here. That was exactly what Pastor said, with this being them being the apple of God's eye. It is important for us to hold on. Oh my goodness. I don't know what I've done here. For us to know more about them. Not sure what we've got going here, but there's all of you guys. Okay, let me stop this share. And see if I can figure out what's going on here. When it's a series like this, usually they'll just continue to play. So there's my screen. Welcome, Rebecca and Kathy and Roger and Richard. Of course, we already saw you guys there. Love you guys. So good to have you with us. And Sister Phyllis, we've got on Zoom. Welcome to you, too. Okay, so let me figure out what's going on here. This is where we're supposed to be at. I'm not sure what this... Well, we may have to just go this way. Open it. Technology is such a joy. Well, it can be. It can be. It makes many things so much easier, but and then there's other things. Let's see. Okay, I think this is part two here. So how have you been, Kathy? Hope everything's going well with you. We haven't seen you in a while, but we love you and we miss you and we pray for you still regularly. So hope everything is going good with you. I love the picture that you had the other day of Bella. On Facebook. Beautiful, beautiful picture. All right, here we go. Let's see how this goes. Let me get my video stopped. Here we go again. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then it did it again. Off to another message. My goodness. Isn't it interesting, though, how he, in light of everything that's happening over there right now. And he's talking about the conflict going on there now. It's just... Oh, my goodness sakes. Here we go. Okay. Anyways, it's really interesting to hear him talk. And this is, 20, 30 years ago. And he was talking about the conflict that they've had then. And that they've just not had peace. And they still haven't. Praying that they will after this. In Jesus' name. Here we go. Thank you. Now let's see if it actually advances to the next one. Nope. My goodness. Bill Johnson is really good to listen to, so however, isn't that so funny? And every time I have to go all the way back to the original, oh my goodness, messenger message. Wow. What part were we on, 3 or 4? I think we were on 3.
Nope, this
was the one we just watched, wasn't it? Okay, let's go here. Amen, amen.
Exactly.
It is amazing what God has made of this place. I mean, when you think about that was such a desert to begin with, and he's turned it into this beautiful, beautiful place in spite of this people. They're just... they've just been, you know, rebellious, sinning people all this time. And you think, wow, what could he have done with that place, or would he have done had they quit sinning and received Jesus when he told them to? But still, in spite of all of that and everything that's come against them, I mean, obviously the enemy is jealous. As soon as he knew that was God's chosen place, he became jealous, and they had a target on them, which would not have been anything it wouldn't have been able to touch them if they were not such a rebellious people then. I hate to keep saying that about them, but they really were. God even said it in the Bible. But, you know, that target of the enemy exists yet today. That's why everything continues to come against them, because they're God's chosen one. And so, you know, of course the enemy's first motive then is going to be to destroy them. And then they keep, of course, leaving themselves open to it through their rebellion. But they're learning. I was hearing Amir Sarfati talking about the unity that is coming to them now more than has ever been in their history through the process of what's happening with all of this. So, and that's what needs to happen if they would come together and they all come to know Jesus and receive him. You know, nothing would be able to touch them ever. They would have the peace that God asked for them. So anyways, it's just so interesting to hear this as many, many years ago as that is. And it's the same thing we've read through the Bible, and it's the same thing that they're experiencing here now today. It's interesting to think about, but God continues to bring miracles to them and to bless them. And so let's do one more session. I think they're like 20 or 20. Yeah, this one's 24 minutes. So let's do one more session. And then we'll say a prayer over America together and then do communion. How is that? Let me stop my video again. Here we go. Is this the same one again? My goodness. Or is he just in the same spot again? Yeah, he's just in the same spot again. He must have done two tapings at one time. I was thinking, wait a minute, that's the same suit and same spot. Hold on again. Oh my goodness. This is not a fun process tonight. Wow. Thank you.
really is. Thank you.
Amen and amen. How interesting is that? And it's just, It's so true, especially after listening to, I'm going to just completely stop this now, Amir and his teachings on it. And isn't it something, he had one of the same teachings that was the miracle, Israel, the miracle, and it really is. So right now I want to share our screen and pull up one of our prayers that we pray in the morning program over America. I think it's very needed right now, very appropriate, and let's just pray that together before we do communion. I'll put it up on the screen so we can all read it in our homes together over our America. Here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Father God, we love you. We depend on you and on your faithfulness, even when things look dark around us and when we can't see the light ahead. Father, thank you for being the light of all men. Jesus, thank you for being the light that shines in the darkness. Thank you for being the way, the truth, and the life. And Holy Spirit, thank you for shining your illuminating light in our hearts that we may see Jesus and cry out, Abba, Father, through you and your power. Father God, in Jesus' name, we lift up our beloved nation to you today. Father, we pray over the USA that she will know peace, true peace, which passes all understanding, the peace that can only be found in Christ Jesus, that she will know joy, the true joy that is only found in the presence of God, that she will know wisdom, the wisdom from above, which is first pure, then peaceable, undefiled, willing to yield to you, and full of mercy and good fruit. Father God, we ask today in Jesus' name that you would bless kings and those who are in authority. We acknowledge today that the kings and people who are in authority may or may not be two different groups of people, Lord, but we pray that you would shower them all with your goodness, which brings men to repentance. Father, for those leaders and workers in government who may not yet be saved, we ask that you would pour out your spirit of salvation upon them. From the president to the humblest, most unknown worker in the land, let them cry out to you for mercy and salvation. And Father, for those who refuse to be saved and refuse to honor you and walk in righteousness and justice, we pray that their days in office would be few and that another would take their office according to your will and plans only, Lord. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we ask that revival would fall on America. We ask that Christians would rise up and preach Jesus in the streets. We ask that churches would be filled again with people who are being saved. We pray that you would give us, your servants, boldness to preach and speak as we ought to speak. Father, we ask also that you would protect the United States of America, protect her people, her supply chain, her economy, her food sources, her posts, her airspace, her military, her government, her cities, her villages, her schools, her shopping malls, airports, and every other facility. Protect our Constitution and Bill of Rights, Father. Protect the integrity of our Supreme Court, for we acknowledge that even though the court is supreme, you are the supreme being and you rule over all as you will. Whoops. Oh, Father, we need you. We need you to give life to our nation again. Heal and restore our economy. Protect and bring justice to our elections. Repair our health care system and set it aright. Heal our military. We pray against every false theology and ideology, which are idolatry. And in Jesus' name, we cast them down in America right now. We decree and declare that this will be the year in which America and Americans and every stranger within the gates will wake up and see the light of Jesus Christ shining upon them. We declare and decree that this is the year in which we shall all know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. We decree that life shall prevail, and that every murderous intent of every person disposed to evil is cast down now and replaced with the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. We declare that there shall be an end to control and manipulation now, and that freedom would ring out again from even the dirt and stones in our nation. And we declare and decree that the truth of Jesus Christ, the word of God, shall run swiftly from border to border, from lake shore to gulf shore, and from sea to shining sea, and that all the people in our great nation would no longer be deceived, but would be filled with your spirit as you pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Father God, there may be much darkness around us, but you shine through the darkness. You have done much in prior years to right many wrongs in our nation. We praise you for that, and we thank you. And Father, we humbly ask you to bless us and heal our land. Turn your people back to you and do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever dare to ask, hope, or think. Show up, Lord, and do the great and mighty for us in the USA this year. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm not sure why I felt the need to pray that prayer after this full study of Jerusalem or Israel, but that's okay. We need to keep our foundation strong as we pray for them too. And it is a good thing, you know, you hear, as you're hearing this message and everything that's going on now, it's like, it's a good thing that we do pray over them every morning, Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is their Lord and they shall be his people and he will be their God. For they shall return to him with their whole hearts, and that he'll give them a wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. We pray that every day, and we need to continue to pray that for them. This is just a tragedy that's going on with them. We pour our hearts out to them in our support. And God is with them and will see them through this. We know this. We know this, but these atrocities that are going on in the meantime, these demons need to be driven out, and that's just all there is to it. They've troubled these people for long enough, way more than long enough. So on that note, let me pull up our prayer of salvation. If there's anyone with us or in the future, if you see this video and you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to put up the prayer of salvation, and that's what it takes. You say a prayer acknowledging who Jesus is and receiving him into your life as your Lord and Savior. You don't have to understand everything. You don't have to be the shining light of perfection and sinless life. You need to make the decision to receive Jesus. And then the Holy Spirit will fill you and start bringing more understanding to you. And your life will change as you start walking out a life as a Christian. So you don't have to have anything fixed in order to make that decision. And the sooner you make that decision, the better, because Jesus could come back at any moment, as he was talking about that tonight, that Russia will come out of the north. And we know that's what we're waiting for. And boy, it's looking more and more like it could be happening now. It really does. We had thought a couple of years ago, I did, and they threaten all the time. So, you know, it is part of what is going to be played out is just when it actually happens. But this time, yeah, all of the nations seem to be getting involved in one way or another. And Russia is playing a big part, especially now that the United States is supporting Israel. That's just making Russia just puff all up. So who knows? Anyways, enough of that. The brunt of that was that Jesus could be coming back anytime, and you want to go when he goes. You want to be ready, and you have to have received him as Lord and Savior in order to avoid being left here for the tribulation. So please pray this prayer of salvation and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. We'll put it up on the screen. We can read it out loud together. And then if you have any questions, you need understanding, you don't know how to walk out this new life as a Christian, get a hold of us. Our contact information will be in the notes in YouTube after the program. You can also go to our webpage that is SamuelJCottle.com. That's the Community of Faith webpage. And all of our contact information is on there too. We would love to hear from you. Help answer any questions you have. We have thousands of videos out there that can help bring understanding wherever you have questions. And we have this wonderful family called the Community of Faith, people that have been with us for years, for as long as we've been doing this, which is over three years now. Some of these have been with us all of that time, and they're a wonderful support family for someone learning to walk their new life as a Christian. So, and also then you'll be free to receive communion with us once you pray the prayer of salvation. So here we go. I'm going to share the screen and we'll pray the prayer of salvation. And then after that, I'll read the verses out of the Bible that pertain to the communion, and then I'll put the communion prayers up the same way so that we can pray them. You can pray them out loud in your home and receive communion. So here we go. This is the prayer of salvation. This is the life-changing, eternity-changing prayer. So pray it from the very depths of your heart. And, you know, even if you've prayed this 1,000 times before, it's a wonderful refreshment. We always encourage people, pray it again. It's wonderful, refreshing to your spirit and soul to pray it. So here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we're so happy for you. We welcome you to the family of God, and we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Congratulations. Your life, your eternity just changed. Hallelujah for you. So please get a hold of us and let us know you made that decision. We'd love to hear from you. And like I said, we'd love to help you know how to walk out this new life as a Christian and answer any questions you have. And now you can take communion with us. So if everybody, I'm going to read the verses out of 1 Corinthians. This is chapter 11. I'm going to be starting at verse 23. If anybody needs to get your communion elements, run and grab those, grape juice and bread or a cracker preferably. If you don't have those in a pinch, you can use something else. We'll bless and pray over them before we take them. So here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats of this bread or drinks of this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the cup. Examining yourself means realizing you are a sinner and you need a Savior, and we're receiving Jesus's redemptive work or his death in the process. Verse 29, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body, realizing the importance of what we're doing here and remembering what Jesus did for us. Verse 30, for this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So for heaven's sake and for your own sake, judge yourself so that you don't have to be judged. Judgment doesn't have to be brought upon you. So here we go. Let's hold up our elements. And we say, Father, we thank you for these communion elements, and we bless them and sanctify them now for this time of communion with you, Lord. All right, now I'm going to share the screen again and put up the communion prayers. First, we'll pray over the bread, and then we'll receive it. And then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. Did it share? No, there we go. Okay, here we go. This is new covenant worship. This is what we're doing, is worshiping Jesus for this new covenant that he gave us with his blood and his broken body for us. That's communion. So here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now here's the prayer. Jesus, oops, my goodness, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus, for your body broken for us. And now let's lift up the juice. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Let's receive the juice together. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And now thank you all for being with us tonight. I hope you feel fully enlightened and have greater understanding of the apple of God's eye. It is appropriate that we know more about them since they are God's chosen people. And Sister Phyllis, do you have verses? Are you still with us? Barbara? Jude and Revelation will be good. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. We love it. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And now tonight, again, I want to pull up Psalms 23 and Psalm 91. Let's pray these together. Declare them boldly. Psalm 23, declare boldly over yourself. We need to remember these positions in these dark times that we're in. Here we go. Lord, you are my shepherd, and I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. And now Psalm 91. Since you live in the shelter, this is from the Jerusalem Doubleday Bible, so it's a little different if you're not used to it, but it's a great, great, not really a paraphrase. This actually is a translation. So here we go. Since you live in the shelter of Elyon and make your home in the shadow of Shaddai, you can say to Yahweh, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. He rescues you from the snares of fowlers hoping to destroy you. He covers you with his feathers, and you find shelter underneath his wings. You need not fear the terrors of night, the arrow that flies in the daytime, the plague that stalks in the dark, the scourge that wreaks havoc in broad daylight. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, you yourself shall remain unscathed. With his faithfulness for shield and buckler, you have only to look around to see how the wicked are repaid. You who can say, Yahweh, my refuge, and make Elyon your fortress, no disaster can overtake you. No plague come near your tent. He will put you in his angel's charge to guard you wherever you go. They will support you on their hands so you don't hurt your foot against a stone. You'll tread on lion and adder and trample on savage lions and dragons. God said, I rescue all who cling to me. I protect whoever knows my name. I answer everyone who invokes me. I am with them when they are in trouble. I bring them safety and honor. I give them life long and full, and I show them how I can save. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. And thank you all for being here tonight. Have a wonderful rest of your night. God bless your sleep. And God bless your dreams and visions. Remember to ask God to communicate with you while you're sleeping. and pastor while he's out there driving. He prays for all of us to have prayers and visions of the night. So we receive them. So there won't be prayer time tomorrow morning because it's Saturday and we don't do it on Saturday. We will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And